You're listening to the Ideal Business Show with Pat Rigsby. This is the place where fitness entrepreneurs come to learn how to earn more income, have more impact, and enjoy more freedom. Now, here's your host, Pat Rigsby.
Pat Rigsby here with another episode of the Ideal Business Show. And today I'm here with my friend Vito Lafata. And Vito is a gentleman that I had the good fortune to connect with through some of the speaking stuff that we've done together out at NorCal, at IDEA, and just enjoyed everything that he had to offer. His message was incredible. I knew of him from so many other things that he's been involved in. And when I was able to connect with him there, go out to dinner and hang out, and I felt like, man, this is a guy that I really want to not only spend more time with myself, but then let you guys learn from as well and connect with. So welcome, Vito.
Pat, thank you so much. It's freaking an honor to be here, dude. Right back at you. You're one of those guys that I remember when we met and we got to have that dinner at that table. I remember turning to Scott Rawcliffe, and I'm like, this is just one good dude. And that's awesome to have those kind of people in the industry that you can collaborate with. So I'm pumped. Let's see what we can do to help your audience with ideal businesses and living.
Well, you know what? I mean, if there's a guy that I feel like really has figured out what his ideal business is, you're probably that guy. I mean, you certainly have had a huge impact. You're helping just countless fitness professionals. You're building a business and already have a business, obviously, that not only doing incredible things, but very much reflective of your values and allows you to live a life that you love. So let's kind of turn back the clock a little bit. And if you don't mind, can you share with our listeners a little bit of the backstory, how you got into the fitness industry?
It's funny that you're talking about values and what matters most, because I remember for years my whole journey was kind of that, because I came out of college and I was on Wall Street. I was an institutional trader down on Wall Street, but loved the work, but couldn't handle, like, the people just wasn't the kind of people I wanted to be around. I'm like, for the rest of my life, this is not the kind of crew I wanted to be around. And I think we can see now that my gut instinct about the people back then wasn't where I wanted to be. And then I jumped into fashion and things like that. And I just kept chasing my life to the point where I was just like, I'm loving the work I'm finding, but it's not aligning with the values of what I find important in life. And there was this one day I did just a writing exercise with a blank piece of paper. And I was like, if I could do anything, whether it's getting paid or not, what would it be? And the answer was just for me, like, I always loved being in the gym. I played sports my whole life. And I was like, can I do this, like, this trainer thing? Can I figure this thing out? And I just found out what it means to be a trainer, and you get a cert and whatnot. And I just remember getting certified, and I walked into a Crunch on 83rd in Columbus in the Upper West Side. And I'm all, like, fashion geared out, because I was still in the fashion industry. And I walk in, I'm like, yeah, I want to apply for a job here. And they're looking at me like, what? You don't look like a trainer at all. And I remember just sitting down with the manager at the time and being like, yeah, I want to work here. And I'll tell you flat out, I have no problem selling. And they were like, whoa, you're pretty much hired. Because in the industry, most people are like, oh, I'm worried about sales or whatnot. So I started my journey just like everybody else. As a trainer, I walked into that gym from 5 a.m. until 10 p.m. at night. 30 freaking days, and I had 31 clients at the end of it. And I was just fully immersed into the industry. And I did the trainer thing for a good amount of years before, what do we all do? Kind of get into a concept was, I'm going to open up my own studio. But at this point, I'm in Orange County, and I started a studio. Started working through that for about 9 years before it wasn't aligning with my ideal business and lifestyle. And I started to think about, what does that look like? What are my values? What matters most? Do I want more freedom, time, location, people, purpose, all that? And that's when I started to get the bug for going into the online world. I found network marketing as well. And over 4 years, I just digged away through those two models, network marketing and the online info product world. And over the 4 years, I built up enough of an income to have that ultimate choice of freedom where you're like, do I want the brick and mortar world anymore? Or do I want to have where I can travel? I can do anything I want. I can work anywhere. I can do all. And I ended up closing my studio in 2014 and then just went completely online because for me, that was the ideal business blueprint. That's what got us here today.
Very cool. So for those people who are listening and don't necessarily kind of have a clear understanding of what your business looks like today, can you shed some light on that?
Sure. So, I mean, it's a combination of, you know, I always kind of talk to people like, so I'm very, like, I built my own personal brand, if you will. And that's just basically what I look at as like building a personal brand is where you take your life learning journey and you turn around and monetize it. And I just built my whole business around business and marketing coaching. Because when I was a studio owner, I had figured out like group coaching and the marketing for it. And I started to be like, I remember it was Todd Durkin actually that like in, maybe 10, 11, I don't remember exactly what year it was, where he was just like, hey, you're really good with your group coaching, marketing, whatnot. You should turn around and make that a product, an info product, and teach people about that. I'm like, you can do that kind of stuff? He's like, yeah, it's like where people are going today. And I was like, dang. So I turned around and I just took what I learned in life, marketing, to which was a problem for many people in the industry. And I turned it into a solution that people could buy in a packaged solution online. And I would create videos and modules and stuff like that. And once I figured out like, whoa, you could do that, I started to look through my life and be like, what else are the things I've learned along my journey? And how can I turn around and build courses and products and programs and events and experience around all that? And I built my model to match that where now I have different business coaching and marketing products out online that I market to and they run and they're sold evergreen. They're just going on all the time and you're using your evergreen marketing strategies from social media and all that to drive into that. And then from those, I funnel people potentially into my network marketing business and I work that all virtually and, or I funnel them into my high-end coaching programs, my build your personal brand systems and things like that. And then on top of that, we've just tacked on and bolted on different models of software and different stuff like that. So that it's basically like, I love business coaching and I love teaching marketing, especially in the online world. And I love teaching people to be out there doing their own thing as a personal brand because they can monetize all that. I was like, so all I had to do was create the info products at different price points, depending on a person, are they a newbie to are they advanced, and give them the opportunity to enter in those. And those programs are either on autopilot and or there's me involved in depending upon how advanced or how deep or fast track the person wants to go. And I run it out of my house here in the vineyards of Temecula on my own schedule, my own time. And it's built to be a pretty solid freaking lifestyle and business. And that's what it looks like.
Yeah. You even just mentioned before we started recording that, you know, you were planting 2 acres at the vineyard now? Is that?
Yeah, so my property, so like we have about three and a quarter acres out here. And the guy that had the house before us, he had like a lemon orchard on it. And you're like, well, lemons, they don't really fetch that great of a price out there. And I'm a big wine person. And it was like, as I started to grow, like meet everybody out here, they do deals out here where if you have acres, you can basically plant vines and then make contracts with the local vineyards where they'll buy grape for you because they're all vying for more space and things like that. And a lot of the homes out here, people have 2, 5, 6, 7, 8 acres. So they do like almost like lease lands with local owners. So we're taking 2 acres of our whole front slope and we're going to plant a couple acres of Syrah and just start to like get a little bit. I want to understand that business. And this is like a case in point for your audience to be like, where anything you've done in your life, you can turn around and turn into a business. Cause I'm like, when I met the wine families out here, they're all kind of like what we were and what many people struggle in small businesses. They're family owned or service oriented businesses that decided to get bigger. And they now, you know, they were once farmers, this, that, then they became vintners. Then now they started their vineyards but they never really learned deep marketing. They never learned like direct response marketing and all these other strategies. I got into conversations with them. I'm like, dude, you guys are missing so many marketing opportunities that I'm like, you guys need some marketing coach. And I just got the idea. I'm like, I'm going to start selling marketing coaching to the vineyards around here, because what I've learned in my life replicates over to their business. So I can create another division of my business serving the vintners, another passion of mine, wine. And I'm like, I can go build a business model on that, because you could take anything you've learned and turn around and aim it at the right audience and pivot into that industry when you know your marketing. But I'm like, I got to know vines. So I'm like, let's plant 2 acres. I'm going to learn their industry some, so then I can be of service that way and go build a new business model on the back of just where we live, what we've learned, and what we love.
Oh, I love it. That's awesome. That is fabulous. So you've seen these kind of shortcomings those businesses have, the, you know, mistakes or just areas that they're not quite as entrepreneurially evolved in. You see the same thing in the businesses that you interact with in our industry. So what kind of things are you seeing from the fitness professionals that you encounter that they have the most room for improvement in?
Off the bat, I would definitely be like, most, as I talk to most fit pros or studio owners, especially the people that have been in our industry like 5+ years, they're tired and they're exhausted from the grind of the one-on-one. They're getting paid decent, not exceptional, where they could take days off a lot or miss income and stuff. And they want to start moving into a place where they can create some scale and some leverage because they've learned stuff. They're excellent at what they do, but they're strapped in a service-oriented business that if I don't show up and do the work, I'm often not paid for it. But they haven't just yet learned how to start scaling their content and their expertise into the online world. So they're trapped in the old trading dollars per hours mindset. And they may be getting paid $125, $250, $300 an hour, but at some point you still run out of hours. That the biggest gap I see is I don't see a lot of off-the-floor income. I don't see anything automated in their business. I see very little in the online world where they understand it. They have the hope and the dream of it, but they're confused or overwhelmed, or they don't know the direction to go because they think a website or a blog or this and that. And I'm like I got to imagine when you start with your ideal business people that you're like, well, we're not going to start with the idea of build your brick and mortar first. We're going to figure out what values, what matters, who do you want to serve, what area are you going to enter into this business in before we say, let's take on a lease. They're thinking the same thing. I'm going to rent space like a website or a blog before they have clarity of what they want to go do and who they're going to go serve and how. And so they're stuck there, and that's leaving them then being like, I'm just going to keep doing more of what I'm doing instead of evolving. So I think the big gap right now is not enough people are getting into the online space and creating some of those passive automated revenue streams that can create more of a freedom life. And I think that's kind of like our biggest mission. And with 2018, it's never been easier to get online, but a lot of people just don't carve out that time to start figuring that out. So we got to make that time if we're going to figure and help the industry to start kind of catching up with a lot of the other industries and be like, we got to move faster. We got to pick up the pace. We got to pick up the pace because AI, technology, and all the stuff that's coming is going to change the landscape of our industry hard. And we have to start thinking about it preemptively.
Very cool. And, you know, I mean, we could go so many different directions with that and kind of what the future of fitness looks like. But let's shift gears for a second and put your coaching hat on instead, because that's probably an easier path for us to go right now. So if you had 2 or 3 bits of advice for fitness professionals who are already in the industry, who have a little bit of experience under their belt, like the ones you alluded to, what tips or bits of advice would you give them?
As far as just overall, or being like, if you want to start transitioning your business online, if you want to start building a personal brand, in what way are we just saying like, hey, start working? Because if I was like, overall, I'd be like, start working on your sales and your marketing. Because without those two things, marketing, no new eyeballs on you, sales, no new dollars in bank account, that I'd be like, geek out, nerd out, freak out, do whatever you need to do to start freaking falling in love with sales and marketing, because it is the gateway skill to getting paid what you want and having the life that you want. Without those two things, you are either at the mercy of the people that know those two things, or you own a job. I would be like, flat out, if those were just the two things, I'd be like, figure it out. You and I have nerded out on this before. Like, we fell in love with direct response marketing, email marketing, and starting to be able to do those things. And I think that's, you know, a clue to success that I always ask the industry. I'm like, pick it up, figure out the idea that all the people that are at the top of the industry that are living the ideal or the freedom lifestyles that they want, they all started to put their eyeballs and their attention and focus on getting better at sales and marketing, because they're the skill set of the successful person. Like, period.
Well, that's both profound and something also that I agree with wholeheartedly. So that's awesome. But you also touched on creating the, you know, somebody's personal brand. So while I have you here, I know this is something that you're passionate about and you're extraordinary at doing. What kind of tips around that could you offer?
Sure. You know, with my favorite conversation. Well, number one, I would have anyone that's going to start moving into that, you first got to go and create some space in your schedule in order to make it happen. The problem that I see a lot of times, the person wants to go make that happen, but there's no white space in the calendar to either learn the skill set and or craft out the time to start actually building that, because they'll keep their schedule. I just had a girl come into one of my programs, the Clear Vision Planner, and typical massively successful studio in West Hollywood, you know, for a studio owner pulling down 120, that's pretty freaking good. But she's just like, dude, I'm going through your course in day one. She's just like, I realize I have everybody else and everything else scheduled, and there's nowhere for me. And I'm like, well, that's why I have you do that day one. Because if we don't schedule you and the development of you going forward, all you know is what you've done. And all you know is what you've keep on doing. And there's no space for us to open you up more. So I'm always just like, number one, create space in that. Because I had to, when I had my studio, I had to be like, I have to release two clients and give them to my trainer so that I can take four more hours of my week and start carving out study online marketing, study the online world. Otherwise, it didn't fit anywhere in the schedule. So make space for yourself. Then two, just figure out the values and what matters most to you so that you can craft your business to match that. I don't want to go too deep in that because I know you teach that, but it bears repeating that if you hear multiple people teaching something, there's probably like a through line for it, where you're like, pick that clue up and don't guess that it works. Trust that it works. Back to when I was a studio owner, I was just like, I didn't know that it would require being stuck in one location, having a super high overhead and things like that. And I wouldn't be able to travel the way I wanted to. So when I built that business, I just didn't understand that. I'm like, whoa, this doesn't match with the values and the things that matter most to me. So shit, no wonder I'm a little freaking like I'm not feeling the happiness quotient rising. But when I started to craft my online business, I was like, okay, what do I want this to look like? What values, what people do I want to serve? What do I want to show up? How much time do I want for family? How much time do I want? So craft that and get clarity of that. Because the worst thing to go do is go build a personal brand and then not have it match that. Because I was talking with one of my students and she's just like, I really want this. And I'm like, whoa, hold on. Don't just look at my business and you see the fact that, like, you know, it's a 7-figure business. I travel, I do this, I'm in these rooms. But I'm like, you don't want to do that because you should have 4 kids, you have this and that. You don't want to be in that world doing that because then it's going to make you unhappy with your time at home. So craft to the values and what matters most. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And man, I mean, it lines up so well with that whole concept of the ideal business that I talked about, but it, you know, I just love the way that you present it. Now that's fabulous.
No, absolutely. I mean, now what I like about a conversation like this too, Pat, is just like, You know, I always try to think about an audience sitting in and just listening to people converse back and forth on this, because I'm like, this is how we all learn this stuff. We had mentors and coaches in our lives being like, well, hold on, let's talk through this. Let's work through this. Let's think in different ways. Let's evolve how you think, and let's challenge each other. And I think those are great conversations to be having out there. Now, if we were going to keep going, just to help your audience be like, if you're going to march toward this personal brand, another thing I'd have you do is just sit down and map out your journey. Typically, anybody's success, I guarantee you, if I asked Pat, you right now, how you got to where you are, you're like, well, there was five moves. I did this, I did this, I got here, I did that, and I got here, and that's what got me to that station. I just think not enough of the industry looks back at their journey and understanding that you can monetize that. I was talking with somebody in outside the industry and another coach, the now entrepreneur had Asperger's. And he figured out how to deal with it and then how to help family members deal with it. Turned around and built a $4 million business just teaching families that have kids with Asperger's how to deal with it in an ordinary life. Not how to deal with the illness, but just how to deal like, oh my God, what happens? What do you do in social situations? What do you do at work? What do you do here, this and that? Anything in our lives is monetizable if we just map the journey and then pick the niche or the focus or the topic that we want to go own in mastery. And then from there, you can then start looking at how do I build products and how it starts with the clarity of your journey, your story, your niche focus or topic of mastery. If you map that out and you figure who you want to serve from there, you can create your product suite to match the steps that you had to take in life or through stages or through progression and build the product suite to that. And that's how you have a big freaking personal brand with a product suite that matches it every step of the way. And that's pretty exciting. And I think people love that because they're like, I'm taking what I do best and I'm turning around and paying it forward. It's awesome that I'm monetizing it, but I'm helping other people behind on that journey figure out the path to progression. And that's how I view personal brands today. Path of progression.
Man, that is awesome. We could probably stay here and talk about this through about six more podcasts. But since we're not able to do that right this instant, if somebody wants to learn more about you, about what you have to offer, about your thoughts and the way you articulate this so well, where can they find you?
Oh, I appreciate that, my man. Well, my website's vitalafata.com. So it's super easy, VitoLafata.com. But for your audience, dude, I want to create something a little special. So I've got a little personal brand toolkit that will teach them about some of the costly mistakes online, give them a worksheet on how to think through this stuff. So I'll give you a link for like clearvisionplanner.com/Rigsby. And we'll get you a nice freaking little bundle of some stuff that you can give to your audience. You give so much to the industry, dude. I want to help pay that forward.
Awesome. Well, we will definitely get that in the show notes. Guys, I can't tell you how much I enjoy connecting with Vito on this stuff. And obviously you got a sample of the value he brings and, you know, how committed he is to helping people build a business that's fulfilling to them, both from a, you know, a financial standpoint, but from an impact and lifestyle standpoint. So, man, I am so honored to have you on here. So grateful that you were able to make some time. Thank you, Vito.
Dude, my man, it's my pleasure. It was, as always, fun getting in to hang out with you. And I hope with your audience, guys, going forward, get out there, be decisive, be ambitious, go get after those dreams because industry is freaking moving in some amazing directions. So let's get after it, peeps.
Very cool. And thank you guys for listening in to another episode of The Ideal Business Show.
Thanks for listening. We've got a special gift for our listeners. We're giving away 52 cut and paste newsletters that you could start using for your fitness business today. To get your special gift, head on over to patrigsby.com/gift.